It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, and a very good morning to you. My name is Jim Thorne, and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program's made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Another good program for you this morning, folks. Hayden Hunter is an artist who performs regularly in the central Mississippi area. Hayden has a very unique style of music, combining thoughtful lyrics with soulful folk and southern country sounds. He's kind of breaks the mold, and he's going to be doing a lot of live music for us today on the program. So, Hayden Hunter, welcome.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
How you doing?
Doing well this morning, doing well.
You complimented me on the coffee, so that's...
It was super good. I needed a little pick-me-up like that this morning.
Good start.
Yeah, definitely.
You staying cool?
Yeah, trying. Man. Energy bills, cheapest it's ever been, for sure.
Yeah, well. Hey, where are you from?
I'm out there, so I live in Jackson, Mississippi now, and but I grew up in Clinton, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Just 15 minutes west of Jackson. Mm-hmm. And so I grew up Clinton High School, went up there, played in Attaché for a year, and went to college afterwards.
Yeah, now that was a really good learning experience, I would imagine.
Yes, I got to play some cool spots. I'll probably never play again. So.
Now, what did you do with the Attaché?
I played bass guitar for my senior year.
Very good.
And so went there. I got to play a bunch of cool little spots and all that stuff.
Yeah, I did some traveling too, I think.
Yeah, a lot of traveling.
Where are you going to be performing in the near future?
So tonight I'm going to be playing at River House Brews out in Monticello.
Okay.
Riverbend House of Brews, sorry.
Okay.
And tomorrow night I'll be at Martin's downtown with my band HH and the YTs. So if y'all are interested in like rock or songwriting or storytelling, definitely come through.
All right. And that's a cool venue.
Yes, absolutely. Well, my favorite.
You brought your guitar, and when you told me you were going to do live music today, I said, all right, this is great. So you want to get that thing geared up and ready to go?
Yeah, I think I'll... play y'all a little ditty, man.
What are we going to hear?
This song is called Maps. It's a song I started feeling around when I was 18, but it really kind of picked up when the COVID quarantine thing was going on. Everybody was losing their mind a little bit, I think. And so, there's a lot of things, the isolation and stuff you'll hear, but it's all mixed.
All right.
All right. Something for you to think about. Well, let's run away and turn our lives inside out. Yeah, but you know it doesn't work that way. Oh, it doesn't work that way. You've got a different thing. I know I must refrain. Well, I'm just out here thinking the same things. You know you shine like a gem. Well, I'm just trying to feel comfortable in my own skin. Let's run away to the maps we made in our head. No time to wait. You can relax when we're dead. Don't hesitate. Some things are better done than said. Here's something for you to consider. It's easy to remember the past than to look at the big picture, but you know it's hard to think that way. Oh, it's hard to think that way. You've got a different thing. I know I must refrain. Well, I'm just out here thinking the same thing. Oh, you shine from within. just out here trying to feel content. Let's run away to the maps we made in our head. No time to wait, you can relax when we're dead. Don't hesitate, some things are better done than said. Maps we made in our head. No time to wait, you can relax when we're dead. Don't hesitate, some things are better done than said.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
That is great, man.
Little ditty, hope y'all enjoyed it.
That's great. Now, where can people find your music, Hayden?
Oh, so that song will be on Spotify under Hayden Hunter. That song's called Maps. It's going to be on Spotify. It'll be on MySpace, SoundCloud, iTunes, or Apple Music, whatever it's called now. Pretty much every stream of platforms is called Maps by Hayden Hunter.
That's terrific. And it's kind of an unusual sound. A lot of influences in that particular piece.
Yes. You know? Listened to a lot of music when I was writing it. That's all I had to do, man.
And that was would that come out of the COVID era?
That came out of the COVID era. Okay. I started it a little bit before, but then perfect time hit. And I was, got my notebook out, and I was like, wow. I kind of like this song. See what I can do with it.
You know, I've often thought that a lot of great music is going to derived from that time.
I think we're kind of starting to see it too. Yeah. With like, I guess, mm-hmm. Yeah. Cooler like rock and roll bands coming back, like a lot of young kids younger than me even are.
Yeah, and you're a young guy
getting out. Yeah. Like there's 17 18 year olds out there rocking the game.
Yeah, that's great. All right, our very special guest in studio, Hayden Hunter. We've got more to come. Hayden's going to do some live music, and we're going to find out more about Hayden. So y'all stay tuned. Our time now is 14 minutes after 9. My name is Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour, made possible every week by longtime sponsor Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland, and find out about live jazz music once a month there. Check out their website for details on that. Again, 14 minutes after 9, you're listening to 103.9 WYAB. Welcome back. It's 19 minutes after 9. My name is Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our special guest in studio is Hayden Hunter, and what a really good, unique sound that Hayden has. Hayden, I got to ask you, how did that sound develop? I mean, I know you're kind of influenced by alternative rock, but talk about that if you would.
I think a lot of that kind of thing did kind of, like, I've always liked folk music. I've always liked like John Prine, of course, Bob Dylan, all that kind of stuff. But then, like, listening to things like Modest Mouse when I was a teenager, all those kind of like 90s, early 2000s kind of alt-rock bands. Mm-hmm. I think they kind of came together and flavored it. And I didn't even realize it sounded that way until everyone's like, kind of sound like, you know, et cetera, alt artists. I'm like, I'll take it. You know, I like that stuff. I'll take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
That and,
Well, I mean, when your peers, they were probably listening to some other things, pop music and things that were on the radio at the time, and
right,
you were
right.
Kind of on the other end of that, right?
That's kind of, yeah, that's kind of how I've been. You're talking about, like, my peers as in listening to, like, stuff that's on the radio
at
the time?
Yeah.
They've always been like, I've never heard anything like it. And I was like, you hadn't done enough listening and research, you know?
What's their reaction when they come hear you, or they hear something?
It's usually pretty good. And sometimes they'll have that one table who's just kind of like, you know, or like some of the people in the crowd are just like, you can tell they kind of like it. And sometimes like, it's kind of so new, they're kind of giving that face, like, I don't know how I feel about this, you know?
It sounds like for some people, it might be like, okay, you hear it, and I know a lot of the great artists have with this. I've experienced that. I hear the song, I say, oh, I'm not sure about that. I hear it again, I say, well, that's pretty good. And then mm-hmm. the third or fourth time, it's like, oh wow.
There's plenty of songs I've taken a liking to every time. Like the first time I heard it, I was like, I go and never listen to it again. And then the next time, I'm like, wow, this is a really good song.
Yeah,
you know, changing my life out here.
Yeah, cool. Well, you want to do another one for
us? I'll do one called City Sleeping. I wrote not too long ago. Hit my guitar on the table one time for us. Okay. That's how you're getting warmed up.
All right.
I'm gonna leave the listeners' mind open to what they think this song's about. I'm not gonna say anything about it. This is called City Sleeping. To the valley, 'cause we can't afford the city, and that's okay, 'cause people been getting so messy. Seems like we went back to 1950. Always for all and any. Intelligence is for them hippies. The house on Greymont, maybe one or two. We can shut that landlord down, write her name to the town. Maybe I'll run for mayor, bring the city way up there. Things I despair. Bring the city way up there.
Good. Hayden Hunter.
Thank you.
On the blues and our
track called City Sleeping.
Yeah. All right. Now give us a little background here.
A little background on
that
one?
Yeah.
All right. So I wrote that one probably creeping up on a year. It's going to be on an album we've been working on for a while, recording stuff. But I wrote that song when certain bills and things that I didn't agree with got passed. So I was like, let me put that into a song and make it unclear. except for if you know, or in the same time, the things are starting to get a little expensive. Like our rent was going up, all that kind of stuff. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take all of this concentrated frustration and just channel it out in a way that's not a bad way, I guess, creatively.
Sure.
You know,
I was watching a, a documentary on Bob Dylan. You mentioned Bob Dylan mm-hmm. as one of your influences. And I remember back, you know, they were talking about back in the Greenwich Village days.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, the big thing wasn't, you know, how much money you're making. The thing was, what did he have to say?
Right.
You know, you don't hear that question asked a whole lot anymore with musicians.
Yeah, no, I don't. It's these days, it's more or less, it's like, here's, write this formula, you know, make it a pop hit, you know, write something catchy. And, but, like, I don't know, I feel like it's always kind of, like, important to me to kind of push what I believe a little bit out into it.
Yeah.
Not be, like, overwhelming, like, you gotta do this, or I hate you, or, you know, all this stuff. But just, this is, hey, this is what I believe. If you like it, cool. I'm glad you like it. If you don't, cool, you know.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me. I can go to sleep still at night. So.
You know, you mentioned the fact that, you know, the music that you started writing, it was kind of an outlet for you, and I hear that a lot mm-hmm. on this program. Expound on that, if you would, Aiden.
So I think me writing more so, like, just kind of trying to deal with, like, either being frustrated or stressed out. If I'm stressed out, I'll lock myself in a room and get with a notebook and notepad and start jotting down words until something comes out cool, you know, just playing chords. Like, oh, start that, build a song. Kind of maybe if I'm a little frustrated, faster, angrier song. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just like a good creative outlet. I think that's healthy. That and going to the gym, trying to keep everything yeah. leveled out in life yeah. with all the everyday stresses that are going on right now.
When you come up with a song, I mean, is it lyrics first or music first? Or how does that work?
So sometimes it will be lyrics first. Sometimes I'll kind of write, like, more of a poem type thing out first and see if I can get anything to go. But usually a lot more of the time, I found that it's if I write a cool chord progression or something, mm-hmm. I can always write a melody with vocals and then fill those melodies with words. And that's just how I kind of process and write songs a lot. So it's usually music first.
Well, folks, if you're enjoying the music from Hayden Hunter, need to catch him in concert. Where are you going to be performing again?
It's going
to
be I'll be in Monticello, Mississippi at Riverbend House of Brews tonight.
Tonight. What time?
Yeah. It'll be 7 to 10.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow night I'll be playing Late Night at Martin's, so with my band HH and the YTs, and that'll be 10 to 1.
Okay, wow.
A little late show for yeah. you.
Talk about your band.
I got one guy from a very popular jam band that was out in there playing lead guitar, Christopher Gottlieb, great guy. Brad Carter, local blues drummer legend, you know, played all over Mississippi. Got a bass player, played in Hines Jazz Band, who just joined us. And of course, there's me, but it's like the same stuff, but with a little bit more distorted electric guitars and a lot more guitar solos. It's the same thing.
And how can people find your music? You've got some out there online.
I've got some out there online at Hayden Hunter on Spotify. We actually just released a song today for HH and the YTs called Circles. So on Spotify, if you're interested, it's H.H and the YTS okay. on Instagram.
Very good.
It's called Circles, on Spotify.
Yeah. And you said you're working on an album, too?
You're working on an album and an EP, and I have a solo song coming out as well. So I've been trying to make myself busy.
How can people follow you?
Best way, I got a Facebook at Hayden Hunter. Get on there and follow me, or Hayden C. Hunter on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
HH and the YTs on Facebook and Instagram, and that's pretty much the best ways to find me on there, you know?
Very good. All right. Hayden Hunter, our very special guest in studio on the Blues and Arts Hour. Stay tuned. We're going to hear some more live music and conversation with Hayden when we come back from our CBS News update. My name is Jim Thorne. The Blues and Arts Hour made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to one-of-a-kind locally owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 9:30. Welcome back. It's 24 minutes until 10. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour, 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest in studio, Hayden Hunter. And we've been enjoying some live music and conversation. Hayden, how did it all start? I mean, when did you pick up a guitar? When did you say, okay, this is what I want to do?
I picked up guitar at 12 years old. I was 12 years old and born. Asked for a guitar for my birthday, and my parents got me a cheapo little, like, Fender acoustic. I still got, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah.
And I started picking it up, just started learning. You know, the first 3-4 years, I was, like, on and off, just kind of, like, young teenage age. It's like, yeah, this is cool. All right, I'm going to drop it for 2 months. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is cool again. But I always came back, and I started getting more serious when I turned 17, 18 about it, and just kind of trying to hone in certain things of learning all the stuff I needed to learn and kind of better myself to become a better musician.
So you basically self-taught then, right?
Yes. I've had 2 guitar lessons in my entire life, and I had some vocal lessons from a professor at Hines. He was like a classically trained opera singer, which is exact opposite of everything I do, but it helped me not hurt myself, you know, with all the yelling and stuff. But
well, all those influences, like you said, it kind of melds into what you're doing, right?
Correct. I think so. I think it has a large influence, because those influences have helped me through various ups and downs and everything in life. So it's always been music for me. Like, it's been helpful. It got a good coping mechanism for everything.
And I think that's an attribute of so many successful people, is to be willing to learn and continue to learn, right?
Correct. I think it's important, especially, you know, it's important for everybody to have that outlet and just in general too. Like, doesn't matter if you're going paint, but I think everybody should have their outlet to a certain degree. I think the world would be a better place if a lot more people had an outlet, you know?
I agree. You want to do another song for us?
Yes, I do. I've got a little song I wrote called Show You Lightning. This song's about my fiance.
All right. Hayden Hunter in the studio.
Show you lightning. I'm gonna show you lightning. I'm gonna show you lightning. Best believe I'll show you a little lightning. You help me out when I was really down, so you helped me get my feet off the ground, so you know what I'm gonna do. Best believe I know too. I'm gonna show you lightning. I'm gonna show you lightning. I'm gonna show you lightning. Best believe I'll show you a little lightning. You helped me out when I was so far down, so you helped me get my head out the clouds, so you know what I'm gonna do. Best believe I know too. I'm gonna show you lightning. I'm gonna show you lightning. I'm gonna show you lightning. Best believe I'll show you a little lightning. I hope you feel the lightning in your bones. Well, in your soul. Well, well.
All right, Hayden Hunter, live in studio on the Blues and Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne, and Hayden, you know, performing as a solo artist, that has pressure.
Yes,
playing with a band has pressure, But I guess as a solo performer, you have a little bit more freedom, or how does that work?
So it's kind of a, there's everything, every way's got its pros and its cons. Like, if you're performing by yourself, you don't have to worry about anybody else messing up, per se, which it happens, you know, we're all humans. Mm-hmm. But if you're performing with a band, it has a lot more freedom. Say, like, all of a sudden, oh, I'm playing for 3 hours, and for some reason, the next line to my song just zaps into space. Like, it's just out of my head. I'm like, okay. So I'll talk to my guitarist, we'll start throwing cool little guitar licks in there until I can remember it, and that's like, yeah. And we're guilty of that. We're the most guilty band of that.
How much is improvisation with your band? I mean, how much?
It's a good part of it. I would say we never play a guitar solo in songs the same way.
Okay.
And it's never been, like, we've never locked down a way, like, oh, we have to play this the exact same way every time. You know, we've never had that way. It's always been, like, kind of the melody of the song that'll take little steps.
So if people come and hear you and your band one time, they will hear maybe a different sound the next time.
Yes, they'll hear all the lyrics and everything will be the same, but then all of us, like, sometimes we'll throw cool little grooves into songs that weren't there before, even just covers that people have known will do that. So you never know what you're going to get. You know, it could be a little more, we could play a song straight through, or it could be 5 minutes, you know, easy.
Again, tell us where you're going to be performing over the next few days.
Tonight I'll be at River Bend House of Brews in Monticello. I'm looking forward to that gig. And then Martin's downtown in Jackson on Saturday.
Very good.
Playing with Hayden Hunter and the YTs.
And if anybody wanted to get in touch with you about maybe doing a performance for them or a particular event, how can they do that?
Best way would be either find me on Gmail at HaydenHunterOfficialMusic@gmail.com, or even just Facebook. You can see me on there. I'm the guy with the sunglasses on, the same shirt in the picture. y'all can't see it, but it's a blue shirt.
Cool shirt.
Thank you. Instagram, it's Hayden C. Hunter, or if y'all would like my band, it's going to be HH and the YTs. That's H.H and the YTS.
All right, very good. All right, we're going to take a break and come back for our final segment. Couple more tunes from Hayden Hunter, our special guest on the Blues and Arts Hour. Again, I want to thank the sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland College Parkway in Ridgeland, reminding you that they have live jazz once a month, so check out their website for details on that. Our time now is 16 minutes until 10 o'clock. Y'all don't go away. Welcome back. It's 11 minutes until 10. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour. Our special guest in studio is Hayden Hunter.
Good morning.
And what a good, different type of music, Hayden, but and you've got a niche, I think, and I think that's what you're finding out, right?
Yes, very much so. It's everyone's always like, you're like a country dude met alternative rock, and like, yeah, because it still sounds southern at the end of the day, but...
Well, that brings me to my next question. You know, we have so many great musical artists from Mississippi. Of course, the birthplace of American music. Why Mississippi? Why do you think that is?
I think Mississippi, I think, because it started with the blues out here, definitely. You know, post, you know, early 30s up and then growing and growing and growing. Even up until now, the blues. And then, of course, the blues went up north in Memphis, then came rockabilly. And it's the rooting ground, because that and a lot of people have had a lot of, I guess, strife and stuff throughout history. I think it's just concentrated into like that, and people need emotional outlets in it growing, you know.
And along that line, though, you know, you said in the earlier in the show that was kind of an outlet for you, and you say people need outlets. I totally agree with that. And that, if you don't have that outlet, that can be harmful, very harmful.
Yes, you have self-destruction, man. It's not good. It's good to have a way to keep yourself from, I guess, going crazy out here in everything we got going on in the day with the news, social media, whatever the neighbor says, groat eggs being $5 a couple months ago, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot to stress us out, but music is a great, great outlet. And speaking of that, you'll do another tune for us.
I think I'll do one. I think I'm going to do a newer one I wrote that'll be coming out next week called Trying. It's kind of about, I guess, men not really knowing how to come intact with the more emotional side of everything. I think just through how we're conditioned through time and like, grow up working blue collar, because I was blue collar before this. It's like, oh, your emotions don't matter, go make that money. That's kind of what this one's about.
Trying for so long, hoping I could be the next one. We've been lying on, saying we're fine, but we're not, we're so gone. What's running in my head, telling me I should forget? It's weird to say we don't know how to feel anything. We've been trying on and on how to keep these words from coming out wrong. We've been fighting with no soul, a bull running in the road.
Little yee-haw for you.
Running in my head, telling me I should forget. It's weird to say we don't know how to feel anything.
Hayden Hunter, live in studio, 103.9 WYAB on the Blues and Arts Hour. Excellent, Hayden. And again, how can people access your music?
I think you can find me on Spotify under Hayden Hunter. You can go out and see us live. You can see all those dates on Facebook under Hayden Hunter or HH and the YTs or both of them. I post the same thing twice half the time, so one or the other is good enough. Or both of them, preferably, but...
You know, I think we were talking before the show, the music scene here in this area, and I've been doing this for a long time, the show, and I really appreciate all the artists I've met. They really support each other, and I know you've experienced that yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I've gained countless friends, you know, through music, and there's some wonderful people out here, because... You know, obviously, like, the music scene's not the most supported thing out in even central Mississippi, anywhere in Mississippi, you know. So it takes a lot of, like, just good venue owners, people who care about music, people who like to write, people, cover bands, it doesn't matter, you know, all that stuff goes hand in hand. But I like to see people support each other at the end of the day, because that's what makes a music scene a music scene, you know. I've had times where, oh my gosh, you know, I left the microphone. I've had people bring me out microphones from different cities. One time we were playing down in Natchez, my drummer forgot about the gig. And so I just found – I had a random Natchez local come out and play drums with us that night, and he was phenomenal, you know.
That's
it's
great.
So I think it's kind of just transferred all over the state, and I just think it's a lot of people who care about the art of music out here.
And it's like a family, really.
Yeah, it's one big family, you know.
Yeah, it's awesome. Where do you want your music to take you? Hayden, over the next few years.
Wanted to, you know, keep what it's been doing, be able to pay the bills and feed my family, you know. That's all I can really ask for. I'm happy with it like that, you know.
Yeah.
So it's going pretty well. It's my first. I started doing music full time at the start of this year, mm-hmm. and it's gone pretty well, you know.
Yeah.
Haven't been evicted or anything yet, you know. So,
well, it's a tough gig. I mean, a tough life. Don't really know the work that goes into
it. It's strange, you know. Everyone's always like, you know, I'll play a 3-hour gig one night. You know, it's like you're only working like, you know, at most 16 hours a week or something like that. And it's like, yeah, that 16 hours took about 5 hours of emailing people, talking to people each day, you know, having to write the songs, find time. Plus on that, I got a little 8-year-old daughter named Theo. She's getting crazy. She's about to be walking in the next month, I think. So
8-month-old, you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got her first 2 teeth in. I found that when she bit me. Bit me good the other day.
Any shout-outs? Anybody listening?
Yeah, yeah. Thank everybody out there. I think my mom and my grandmother are listening. I thank Naomi Taylor for inviting me onto the show and getting us in contact.
Yeah.
It's a good friend of mine. Trey of my producers, great. Chris Rybolt has been a super big support of me. And, you know, people like Ruth and everybody has always been out there and accepting from when I came in from an early state in my music career out here. So,
well, looking for some good things for you.
Thank you.
Hayden Hunter, our very special guest on the Blues and Arts Hour. Hayden, that's about going to do it for the show. I want to thank you for coming in.
Oh, man. Thank you for having me, Jim. It's been a fun time. Yeah. I've listened to the show back when I was driving a lot, and now I get to sit in the room is done in, so that's cool.
We'll have you back, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, the Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. And, Hayden, we've got a couple minutes. You want to take us out on that, too?
I think I got one called Rain for you. It's a newer one.
All right.
Don't want to see you in the rain. Don't wanna see you lose my name. Don't ever wanna feel that pain, nor that shame. Down in the rain, I hope it all adds up. Every single odd sum. If I could see myself anywhere, I wouldn't change it to go there. Don't wanna see you in a Western showdown stare, no. Don't wanna see you in the rain. Don't wanna see you lose my name. Don't ever wanna feel that pain, nor that shame. Down in the rain, I hope we patch back up. Every time we get shook up. Darling.